Learning to read. After we learn to read the language of masks, their threat and brute disfigurement meant to be monstrous, we must learn to read the language of locked faces, tight as manacled hands, but wide-eyed, blinking out the code of human being. We must learn to hear the language of ghosts, of those taken to be made into nothing, their absence in the presence of their children, the silence of their passage to circles of suffering undeserved.